Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to Demand Better, Fairgrounds Plan, Falls Flat, with Neighbors, published April 6. It was with interest that I read the recent announcement about the proposed redevelopment of 175 and 199 Issa Road, in Barrie, along with 50 Wood Street, by Greenworld Construction, Diagram Developments. James Hubbard, my grandfather, was the last individual to own that property, and I am proposing that the subdivision be named Hubbard Estates. James Hubbard, age 12, came to the south half of Lot 5, Conk. 11, now Salem Road, in Innisfil Township about 1870 with his parents William and Anne, Teasdale, Hubbard, and several siblings. On the 100 acres of pine forest there was a log house surrounded by a small clearing. James later married, and he and his five sons became prominent farmers in the Holly area of Innisfil Township, owning several hundred acres during the late 1800s and early 1900s. James also owned a 200-acre pasture farm near where the Bear Creek Secondary School now stands. Nearby is a street called Hubbard Crescent. One of his sons, Edward, served in the First World War and was wounded in France. When he returned home, the Holly community held a reception for him and presented him with a gold watch. In 1920, James and his wife, Martha, Srigley, Hubbard, retired to 189 Issa Road, and lived there for 25 years. There was a one-story cement blockhouse, a small barn and several acres of pastureland. They had a large garden, hens, a couple of cows and sold eggs and butter. When James Hubbard died in 1945, his daughter, my mother Mary, Mamie Hubbard, Stewart, was in charge of settling his estate. 2 or 3 years later, the property was sold to the Barrie Agricultural Society. The Barrie and surrounding area is still home to several Hubbard families. At 90 years of age, I realize that I probably won't live to see this proposed subdivision built on the old fairgrounds. I ask that this information be given to the mayor, city councillors and the developer. The name Hubbard Estates would honor one of Innisfil Township's pioneer families. M. E. Harvey, New Tecumseh.